www.sunsofliberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, a whole lot of weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this sunny, beautiful day in Minnesota, 85 degrees, Friday, July 29, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, we only have 1 hour, so you got to make it quick if you can. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. This is the show where we think for ourselves and not make the others the measure of our conduct, and amen for that. Folks, we just wanted to give a high five to Drudge Report. They'd actually put out a Rachel Maddow lawsuit. We just got back from New York City yesterday. We wanted to high-five Drudge Report for blowing it in the wind for us. One News Now, World Net Daily, and hundreds of outlets across the country have picked up the fact that Sons of Liberty, actually me and the other guy here, under the name of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide with Bradley and Jake, have brought a lawsuit against Rachel Maddow for her defamation. To say the least, folks, I was just going through some stuff today. If you didn't catch wind of this, we are suing Rachel Maddow for defamation and false light. We're also contemplating hate crimes along with that, since the homosexuals like to resurrect that.
Yeah, it seems they come after us because of our religious views.
They do, in a big way. And I mean, they threaten your life. They even have to have you end up calling the FBI because they're threatening your house and your children and derogatory comments. And they, you know what they even do, too, when you don't agree with them, folks? You know what they do? We've even had them take our house and put it online. Hmm. Isn't that sweet?
Sounds like
upright
people.
That's loving. Isn't it interesting? Those that claim to be the victims in situations like this, it's amazing that they're spewing out the very hate that they're claiming that you are advocating.
That's right.
When, in fact, they're the ones doing it. But we're the guys. Bradley and Jake. And by the way, we wanted to give a high five to Alex Jones yesterday. He had us on InfoWars yesterday, and the response has been, folks, you got to hear it this way because it's true. The left wants you to get, they want you to believe it a way that they portray it, when in fact it's exactly the opposite. The response from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, has been hands down overwhelming.
Awesome.
People are behind what's going on. People have had it with this garbage. I would even like to say this, that there's so much information in this case that the homosexuals do not have because Rachel omitted that from the homosexual communities. I wonder how they're going to respond when they find out what's been omitted from the statement that they're angry with me about, that Rachel tried to put me in a false light, saying that, look at Bradley Dean, he's doing this and he wants to do that, and he's calling for the upping of bloodshed and he, you know, in the culture wars, and he wants to make sure that she wanted to make sure everybody was linked in on this one. Right. And it's just absolutely incredible because I said, Rachel, that the Christian conservatives weren't killing enough gays and lesbians throughout the United States. She's in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
And that's just the second one. See, everybody's talking about the first piece that Rachel did a year ago, and she put up a disclaimer. And see, what's happening is they're forgetting about the second piece because I don't think people overall know that there was a second piece. And what's so, if it wasn't so hilarious, what's so terrifying about it is the fact that she put it up again a second time around, and she put it into context the way that she wanted her people to believe that that was the way that I said what she had said. Now, this is the bottom line. If you don't say it, Rachel Maddow will put it in your mouth for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Pretty creative.
And this is what we've been dealing with. But, folks, what I want to do... I want to make sure everybody understands. I'm sure everybody heard about this, and if you haven't, now you know. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also you can run international.com. We actually have the complaint out online. We put it out the other day. We did a press release. It's all out there so you can understand what this is about. Because, again, what the left is doing, they want people to get and stick to their talking points. They don't want you to know what this is really about. Bradley calling for the execution of what they did is, let me rewind a little bit. I had said about a year ago, year and a half ago, that the Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. A local propagandist, a George Soros propagandist in Minnesota, picked it up and he put it out there that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals. What he did is he gave it to Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow omits it, and then she brings two ends together. And, of course, omitting the piece that should have been in the center. And she doesn't play the rest of the piece. And she portrays me to be a certain way that I'm not at all, right?
Yep.
So that now she's got all the homosexuals mad at me, which is fine. But let me say this so you clearly understand. I'm going to play the press release for you after the first break here. This isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely your kids, by the radical homosexuals aiming for students in public schools throughout this country. That's what this is about to me. That's my objective, is to protect the kids. If you have a problem with that, sorry, guys, I don't care. 1973 went by, and everybody okayed abortion in our country. Now we have 55 million babies that have been aborted on the watch of 1973 in that generation. I'm not going to stand by and let the doors be opened wide to our kids through homosexual propaganda. That's my objective. That's all. And when we come back, I'm going to play the press release that we actually submitted to the world. For your consideration, of course. I'm going to play for you when we come back, and give us a call and give us your thoughts. 1-866-233-0747. If you don't have clarity, I want to give you clarity so you can understand what's going on. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer, buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, we only have 1 hour. I just walked outside and I said, did you guys get that? Carrie looked at me and said, well, it was a little confusing. I said, it is confusing because Rachel Maddow left out the facts. That's why everybody's confused about what's going on. Here, let me do this. Let me play the press release from New York yesterday that we did in a
press conference.
Yeah, a press conference in New York City. And as soon as we get done doing that, we'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, 1-866-233-0747. Again, it's 1-866-233-07. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this to actually bring you to what this is really about.
Good morning. My name is Larry Klayman. I'm an attorney. I'm the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, although the lawsuit that we're discussing today was brought as my attorney status in a private capacity, not on behalf of those organizations. I represent Bradley Dean and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. This foundation was maliciously attacked on television, in the written press, on radio, and elsewhere as having called for the execution of homosexuals in the United States and elsewhere. That's simply not true. It's destroyed their reputation, and regrettably, we were forced to bring a lawsuit against Rachel Maddow and against MSNBC, NBC Universal, and others for this defamation and false light that my clients were held. I'm going to turn the podium over now to Bradley Dean, who is the founder of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, to explain why he felt compelled to bring this lawsuit.
Thank you. Good morning, guys, ladies. My name is Bradley Dean, and I'm the founder of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, a Christian ministry whose mission it is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to promote and further family values, particularly among current and future generations. In recent years, ethics and morality in our society have seriously declined, as we can all see. This has resulted in the breakup of families, increased crime, and other serious societal problems. As a young boy, I experienced what it was like to grow up without a father to teach me these values. As my father was in prison for crimes that he had committed, My mother was mostly absent from my brother and me, and she was more concerned with her boyfriends than she was with us. As a result, from the lack of familial supervision, I fell into a life of sin. And fortunately, by the grace of God, I survived my youth and turned to Jesus Christ for guidance, redemption, and salvation. While my profession as a preacher and a heavy metal drummer earned me a living, I've learned that my true reward in life is with the Lord, and I have found that I find my life where I gave it away for His sake. And for this reason, in 1999, I founded You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, a nonprofit ministry dedicated to the spreading of the Word of God and awakening the nation. In the course of my work at You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, where I'm joined by many, I've been fortunate to be invited by and to perform and to speak in hundreds of schools across the country, 331 to be exact, in over 22 states. I've also been fortunate to have a radio show called Sons of Liberty, which I also use to spread the biblical and American constitutional message. In the course of doing high school assemblies, I was shocked to learn that there were those that were offended at my message for teaching our nation's youth that homosexuality is not a preferred lifestyle. I do not dislike homosexuals. I seek their redemption, not their condemnation. But I've come to the position that I'm not, and I will not, and I cannot allow the gay lifestyle to be forced upon the nation's youth through indoctrination. My objective, as it always has been, is to protect our nation's values. And in teaching the nation's youth about the risks of homosexuality, I would make reference to how the left-wing media often furthers this regrettable lifestyle through its propaganda. And as a result, I was frequently attacked by the left-wing media for doing just that. In trying to further this mission, I once made a reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law. I did not suggest that I condone the methods that radical Muslims use to enforce Sharia law, but made this analogy to prod Christians to become more concerned about what was going on in our schools with the nation's youth. And in response, gay activist reporters and television political commentators like Andy Berkey, the Minnesota Independent, and Rachel Maddow of MSNBC attacked me by false accusations that I had called for the execution of homosexuals, radical Muslim style. These attacks were not just intended to maliciously destroy my ministry and me for challenging the so-called gay rights activists, but also were intended to harm and destroy the presidential campaign of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who, like myself, share pro-family values. Congresswoman Bachmann is also my representative from the 6th District of Minnesota, where I reside and where my ministry is based in Annandale, Minnesota. It's not coincidental that Congresswoman Bachmann previously praised and prayed for the ministry and the work of it. This was not lost on Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and other leftists and gay activists in the media. The worst example to date of the slander of the left-wing media towards my ministry and me has come by none other than Rachel Maddow of MSNBC. On air, she accused me, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and others of being bloodthirsty and calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America, of the American culture war. Since Christians weren't doing enough to kill gays and lesbians, she also disparaged my name, my profession, my religious belief, in an outrageous and shocking display of malicious intent to destroy me and Michelle Bachmann. Maddow's and MSNBC's broadcast comments have been repeated throughout the media world and have done great damage to my reputation, my ministry, my mission to reach out among the nation's youth. And regrettably, it should come as no surprise to anyone that MSNBC, which is owned by NBC Universal, was rebuked by the American people for removing the name God from the Pledge of Allegiance, which is sponsored at the U.S. Open golf tournament. The president of MSNBC, Phil Griffin, also admitted earlier this year that the network caters to progressives, meaning a generally secular, frequently atheist, pro-gay rights socialist, and big government market among its viewers. It is clear that Rachel Maddow, Phil Griffin, NBC, and its subsidiary MSNBC intended to use my ministry and me to destroy the presidential campaign of Michelle Bachmann, who they despise for her conservative Christian beliefs and her opposition to the gay rights political agenda. Today, I had my attorney, Larry Klayman, file a lawsuit against Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, and Andy Berkey of the Minnesota Independent. It's regrettable that I had to take this action, but I felt that it was necessary to protect not only my rights, but also countless others who believe in family values for our nation's youth. Thank you.
What do you thought?
As I said, my name is Larry Klayman. You can find a copy.
I think what it is it lays it out very perfectly. And, folks, we have this up on YouTube, too, at Sons of Liberty.
Just put it out there.
B. Dean, Sons of Liberty. And you can check that out, and I think it's important for you guys to get the details. The details are always going to be there.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com so we don't complicate it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Kerry just put it out there.
Yep. So it is up on YouTube right now so you guys can view it. But I think the important part to understand here, folks, is that the people who would claim to be the victim are not. They're actually radical. And what they attempt to do is, like Bradley said in the first segment, is they attempt to put words in your mouth so they can create enemies for you. And these enemies are created for the wrong reasons. Many folks who are mad at Christian people, upright people, in conservatives, many people that are mad for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
And you're finding that that's what the kind of tactics that they use. It's not surprising.
It's what Rachel wanted to promulgate.
That's right.
And that's the reaction. What the reaction is that she wanted is exactly what she got from people that were foolish enough to believe what she said.
And the thing is lies need to be continuously propped up. We're standing in the light and we're standing in truth. As Bradley said, our lawsuit has nothing to do with an attack on a certain group of people. It's protecting a group of people from these type of folks who print lies, slander, and maliciously do it. It's obvious. NBC, which Rachel Maddow is a part of, that affiliate, they dropped, in the Pledge of Allegiance, they dropped out the name God.
Yeah.
Well, why would they do that? Because
well, that
they obviously
America
have an agenda.
Too, and rightfully
and it did.
So. Yeah.
And that just shows that as a lie, which is what NBC attempted to propagate, America said no. So it's just a matter of time. This thing is going to fall on their head, and it will continue to do so. Bradley, the ministry, we here at You Can Run But You Cannot Hide need to set a precedent in this country.
America, we have an opportunity right now. We need to set the precedent.
That's exactly right. And so when we do that, we're representing folks that maybe don't have this opportunity, but I can assure you over the past couple of days, they've been calling in from all over the country in full support. Folks, we support your ideals, your morals. The Bible supports the American morality of this country. Now we just merely stand and we walk it out.
So it's time to quit complaining and start putting feet to our prayers.
That's right. Start standing.
Yeah, let's start righting the wrongs, folks.
Mm-hmm. And our founders did the same thing. Even in the beginning of the Constitution, where they wrote out the preamble. They talked about doing these sort of things for their posterity, to secure liberties and rights and freedoms for their posterity. That's what we're doing. It's not all about you. It's all about what's coming up next. What are our next generations and folks they are watching? And they love it when you stand for them. So stand with them.
Now, folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to turn our talking points and we're going to show you what this is really about. As Jake just said and I said earlier, it's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely the high schools and the elementary schools across this country. We'll give you more details when we come back. If you would like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I'll give you one more heads up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I want to read a letter to you that I just got today. And we're talking about the Rachel Maddow lawsuit right now. And what Rachel meant and intended. She got a reaction from them that were foolish enough to believe what she was saying. And let me say it this way. If I didn't say it, she put the words in my mouth to say it. And let me also show you what she omitted that nobody is talking about. As a matter of fact, call me foolish if you might. Call me foolish if you will. I didn't realize, because every time I heard this accusation slung out at me, Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. I didn't realize that when Rachel put these pieces together over a year ago, that she omitted 45 seconds of the center of the content. In the context.
Yeah, that's good reporting, right?
Oh, it is. And this is here. Let me read this letter. As a listener to your show, I heard your convicting call for Christians to take the homosexual agenda more seriously. I also heard your impassioned and truthful plea to the homosexual community that you continually reach out to them with God's true love, which convicts. John 16, which turns men from their sin lawlessness, 1 John 3:4, to a union with Christ who saves men. I have heard you make the plea to come and preach at their churches, true that, in an attempt to reach out to them. When I heard about the media reporting that came out as a result of the statement you made, I noticed two things. The liberal biased media had to purposely cut out a real obvious clip of the statement that was intertwined in their reporting. You guys ready for this? You anticipating homosexuals who hate my guts because of what Rachel said? Here you have it. This is what she conveniently omitted in the middle of the sentence. And I continually reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show, and I warn them, which ones love? Here you have Obama condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their faces, he's promoting it. I say this to my gay friends out there, the ones that continuously nitpick everything I say. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and the God of the heavens in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come. Yet you have Muslims calling for your execution. Wow. Rachel's in trouble, folks. Wow, she said. That's a pretty big body of text to step over. Rachel Maddow picked it up and even went so far as to call you bloodthirsty and that you were calling for an upping of the bloodshed. This was her second report, folks, that nobody's talking about. And the liberal left don't want to talk about it because if they did, then they would have to agree, Rachel, you went too far. I go on. Why don't they expose the Muslims if they are the ones who want to execute homosexuals, especially when they are the ones standing by the statement?
Yep. Exactly what Alex said yesterday.
That's a good question, isn't it, folks?
Yep.
If I said it, I'll own up to it. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I won't. I'm not angry with people when they get angry with me for righteousness' sake and things that I mean to say and intend to say. I get angry when people try to take my intent or my words and they misconstrue them into what they want them to be. That's what this is all about. And folks, let me remind everybody out there, Rachel Maddow on the second piece that nobody's talking about omitted the disclaimer that she had actually brought up during her first piece, what she referred to from my website that's been up for over a year. What we have in this country are people so foolish to believe what the media is reporting without actually going to the source to find out if that's really what I said or anybody else says. People across the country are mad at people for the wrong reasons because somebody's got a personal agenda against them. That's what this is about. She finishes her text. This to me was clear that the homosexual activist media was attempting to destroy the credibility of a man of God because he was getting in the way of their agenda. Bingo! Bingo! Let me show you what my objective is here, folks. This is my objective. Why all the pedophile clergy in the church? Why are the children becoming the prey? Why is Kevin Jennings the safe school czar that Obama appointed? Why is his hero Harry Hay from Nambla, when Nambla's cry was sex before eight, before it's too late? Kevin Jennings also wrote the foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary. If you got a problem with that, good. That's your problem, because I'm not moving. That's what this is about. This is what they don't want you talking about. These are my talking points. Why is the Catholic Church going bankrupt because of all the pedo priests violating the young? This is what I have a problem with. This is clearly what I have a problem with. Eddie Long, 14, filed lawsuits against Bishop Eddie Long to make it non-denominational so I don't get people in the Catholic Church angry with me who should be angry with the priests that are violating little boys. Bishop Eddie Long performed a secret ceremony with them each individually, declaring them his spiritual sons in order to perform sexual acts with them, boys, in order to perform sexual acts with them, showering them with jewelry, education, money, joining him on trips throughout the world, and more. One of them even described Long as a predator and a monster. They are all charging him with sexual misconduct and sexual coercion. What about Ted Haggard? He's the pastor of a 14,000-member church in Colorado and president of the National Association of Evangelicals, who used drugs and patronized a male prostitute in 2006. He admitted to being a liar and a deceiver, just like his father, the devil. In 2009, he was again busted for a sexual relationship with a second man, a 20-year-old volunteer at his megachurch. The church agreed to pay the man in exchange for his pledges not to talk publicly about the relationship. Well, Ted, if what you were doing was right, then why are you paying people to shut their mouth? Why do I have a problem? In my backyard alone, folks, in January 2010, former Minneapolis Parks Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. This is why I fight. This is what I'm standing up for. Are we just going to roll over on this one too, America? I go on. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found over 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. 17 other witnesses are now coming forward to lay charge to Mr. Captain of the Police in Minnesota here, Williams Jacobs. Why do I fight? Attorney Aaron Bibber was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Why? Bibber admitted he raped a 15-year-old boy who one prosecutor said he groomed him from the age of 11 years old. Not on my watch, America. Not on our watch, America. These are our kids, America. These are a call to incarceration. These are crimes against our children. Let me go to the Homosexual Manifesto. The homosexuals are up in arms, saying that we're calling them criminal predators. If this is the kind of fruit that we get, this is criminal. The Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News February 15th through the 21st, 1987, also reprinted in the 15th through the 21st, 1987, was actually interjected into the congressional record as well. Government knows this, folks. The first sentence on the Homosexual Manifesto is this: we shall sodomize your sons. You think I'm going to stand down? That's what this attack on me and my ministry is all about, folks. That's what this is about. Over 2,000 cases of abuse within the Boy Scouts of America prior to 1994 by Boy Scout leaders. Over 2,000 cases. Let me just go to the end of this for the sake of time. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. This was the overseer of the Boy Scouts. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. Why do I fight? Why do I stand? Because I'm not going to stand by watching our kids being violated by a bunch of men that are not dealt with by America. It's a generation that dies to see your love, literally. Just recently, on the front page of the paper, there was another man. This was just yesterday on the front page of the paper. Violating a little 7-year-old girl. You have got to be kidding me, dude. I got a question for the homosexual community. What are you so angry about? What are you so angry about with me if this is who I'm fighting for? How come you don't call my radio show and ask or advocate the protection for these kids? I'm asking the question. Where are you at? America, why are you allowing these things to happen? Because the courts aren't, for the most part. Good for them. Judges are saying, no way, 20 years, 18 years, 15 years, you touch them little kids. Praise God. That's exactly right. And it's also interesting, America, especially you Christian conservatives, it's interesting that it's not even in the Bible. Because these people had enough common sense that you don't go there. Mm-hmm. You don't touch the kids. You protect them. Crazy stuff. Bible doesn't talk about abortion either, but we have 55 million babies aborted on the last four generations' watch. And they're okay, it seems like. What about the unborn? What about the innocent in the womb? We're going to take these phone calls when we come back, and I'm going to show you what kind of response I've gotten from the homosexual communities for standing up for our youth in the public schools and in the churches and across the country. Johnny will pick you up right when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. You have Bradley and Jake. Hey, one more thing from the Gay Manifesto, folks, because if you read it, it's just go online and Google the Gay Manifesto, and you tell me where the victim status falls. Because when I'm reading it, the whole letter is nothing but a threat. It's nothing but threats to society. The whole letter is. It's a Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift. Folks, you better wake up to this one because your kids are being targeted in public school by Mr. Kevin Jennings and Jared Polis. So we're dealing with it, folks. And keep in mind when you're listening to this radio show, I'm dealing with radicals. I am dealing with radicals, okay? Just so everybody understands that why is Bradley such an aggressive dude? I'm aggressive because I'm not playing. I'm just not playing with this crap. And again, what we need to do is wake up the society because they're getting it more and more and more and more. Every time the left comes out with some sympathetic thing like bullying, all those poor kids. Mm-hmm. No, wait a second. First of all, who's confusing them, number one? And number two, bullying is nothing but an affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle in schools. They're lying about what they're trying to promulgate. Who said that? GLSEN did. I didn't. See, folks, they don't know how to tell the truth about what they're trying to do. And let me ask you this. If you look at my name, Bradley Dean, who is proving my point to a T? If you don't agree with them, what happens? They attempt to smear you. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Not playing that.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, it even goes beyond that, trying to smear you. They try to put a hit on your head.
Oh, you mean like, I hope you die in the worst of ways? These are emails that I've received from the homosexuals.
There's their love.
The victims, folks. Mm-hmm. Go to hell, loser. Go F yourself. Ever come close to me? These are all separate emails. I will bash your so-called Christian blanking heads in. Okay. Go die in a fire and get out of my country and leave your religious blank at the door. I hope you get raped someday. Here's another one I just received. The FBI now has in hand. Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought you were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex. But you stood me up, Bradley. I'm so upset that I think I might just have to blow up your ministry instead. Now, are these the victims, folks? Are these the victims? And here's another thing for your thought and your consideration. When I do high school assemblies, there's 21 topics that I talk about. I spend about 30 seconds on the homosexual topic, inciting the law. Mm-hmm. That's how much these people, and I'm talking about the radical homosexuals, hate the law. They don't want to be exposed for what they're really about. Yep. Sorry, guys.
And the crimes that they are committing right now, here and now.
Again, read the Gay Manifesto, folks, and you tell me what your thoughts are. And by the way, link them to your local teachers. Link them to your friends. Link them to those that are in government and begin to let the people know what it's really about.
Yep. Yep.
That's really what it's about.
That's very clear. Well, we've got a caller on the line, Johnny from Kansas.
Jake, were you going to do the ask real quick?
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling me.
No, we'll take Johnny in just a second here.
Yep. Folks, right now as a ministry, we're a 501c3. It's a nonprofit organization, and we'd like to invite you. Right now we've started a campaign. We've also started a legal defense fund. America, it's time to stand for justice. And again, just as Bradley said, we as a country, as a nation, as conservatives, as Christians, and as patriots, and as Americans, we need to stand for justice. This is a great opportunity to do so. We're looking for 600 donors. They can donate $500 towards this legal defense.
Very important.
Very important in the suit against Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. You can also support, there's a couple different levels. You can support our message, the My War 5-part DVD documentary. You can watch as the ministry goes into public school systems with truth while exposing the lies being thrown on our youth. And watch the contention build because there's a lot in it. This is a 5-part DVD series. The donation is $100. And right now we're including the My War comic book, the autobiography of Bradley, for great for all ages. It's a $20 value and it's for free. So you can donate on that level. Also, the ministry is grateful for any donation you can make to our 501c3 organization. Thank you so much for your most generous gift. You can mail it in or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and make your donation. Thank you for your support, everybody.
Thank you, Jake. Johnny from Kansas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, Bradley and Jake. Praise you, dude. You are so hot. I raise your name on high. May the Father look down on you and yours and bless you eternally.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Let it be the name of the Lord that's exalted. Amen.
You guys have done something that I've been trying to stretch myself sideways to get into the teenagers and open some kind of an outreach up. I just thank you, man. You're awesome.
Amen.
Bradley, I'm so glad you survived your childhood. We kind of alike along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same path. Your lawsuit with Rachel I've got a worry on that whole thing. Well, not a worry, just an apprehension. As long as they are a subscriber side news service, that means the people can't get it on the open airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to put out any piece they want. They don't have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they might want to first – let me say this, just to interject.
Sure.
If God calls for something, then let him call for it. And the bottom line is we didn't ask for this. We're just responding because this situation has continuously painted me in a corner, and I've had it with it because there's been misrepresentation, defamation, slander, false light. And the other thing is these people should realize that we're pretty well known, especially in the Midwest, as well as nationally. We're not like some new sprung chickens over here. And one thing that everybody needs to consider here is the attorney that we have retained. His name is Larry Klayman. He's an ex-DOJ. He used to work in the Department of Justice. The guy does what he does because he loves America. He's the guy that walks right down the center. He's a Christocrat. He's not a Democrat, and he's not a Republican. He's a Christocrat. And what we did before we actually took these steps forward, we wanted to make sure that we had the right people in place. And if you look at the media that we've gotten just after the press release from yesterday, the support from the common man, the support from conservatives that are out there really doing what the professing church should be doing is overwhelming. And so I just trust in God, first of all, that he knows what he's doing. And secondly, they can go ahead and do what they want. But you know what, bro? They can run, but they cannot hide.
Yeah, I think, too, right now we live in a culture that justice is demanded for things. You can't just get on the air and say, hey, you know what? I heard that Bill O'Reilly is a friend of Osama bin Laden, and create that type of lie. Because what it does, and what Rachel did in this, is she was intending to cause physical and other harm to us. That's what's going on. She's trying to paint a target, and that's what they're trying to do with any Christian that stands up.
You should hear the way she said my name, the way she spelt it on the radio, the way she defamed me, the way she disparaged us. It's just incredible. And you know what? We'll leave that up for the jury to decide this case. But let me put it this way, Johnny, and I just want to encourage you. Rachel Maddow is in a lot of trouble. She's in some serious trouble.
Absolutely. And can I borrow that word, Christ the crap man?
Yes, you can. Benjamin Rush actually is the one that stated that.
The first member of that party.
Yes, he did. But Johnny, we appreciate your phone call. For the sake of time, we got to cut out of here in about less than a minute, and I got one more point to make.
Yep. We'll have Heather give you more information here. We'll put you on hold, Johnny.
Stay in touch, Johnny. We appreciate you. Okay, thank you for that call. The other thing I wanted to share, too, was, folks, it's interesting for you to note, in 2008, listen to this carefully. Worshippers at a Mount Hope church in Lansing, Michigan were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization named Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary. Yeah, you heard me right. Drape a profane banner from the balcony and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpit. This is what is being encouraged through this kind of radical leftist media. Okay? The open-minded and tolerant liberals ran down the aisles and across the pews, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape dashing or daring to push back. None did. That's the problem right there. These people are also known for taking billboards and banners and walking down the streets, and this is what it says on their banners. These faggots kill fascists. And by the way, they'll own to it. Yeah, who's the victim? Who's the one doing the threatening here? Folks, again, I encourage you to do a Google search on my name. Now, after the show that you heard today, you can basically decipher what is the truth and what is the untruth. Okay? Look at what the leftists say and look what they stick. Look at their talking points. They're invalid. They hold no water whatsoever because of what Rachel omitted from the pieces that the people have. That's what these people do not realize yet, and we'll let a jury decide what the facts are, because the facts are what they have not been given by Rachel Maddow.
That's right. The public at large has not been given. And that's, again, going back to information, the whole reason we're citing this, and folks, you know how they run, you know how they work, and our mission, again, is to the next generation. They don't deserve to live in a society where media can do these sort of things. They don't have the liberty or the freedom to lie when they maliciously slander people. They just don't have it. That's not a liberty, and that's not freedom, and the Sons of Liberty are going to bring a suit to send that message and that signal with your support, folks.
Again, you got Bradley and Jake. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll pick up, folks, if we didn't get you up today, give us a call tomorrow. We'll throw you out there. Again, we only have 1 hour, so we got
to
make it count. Maybe we'll get two in
lots
the near future here. We love you by what you do, what we do, and hopefully you love us by what you do. And right now we need help, folks. So again, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, we will talk at you Monday. Have a good
That's
weekend.
Right.
Actually,
good weekend.
We'll be on tomorrow for 2 hours. Oh, no, not tomorrow. We're picking it up Monday. Sorry, folks. We just got back from New York. Am I being confusing again? I don't mean to be confusing, but it seems like sometimes when I say something, it comes across
confusing.
And I don't mean to be confusing. But what we got to do is just got to get